Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. I'm here with Jamar Jones. I've known him for quite a while here, WEA and other places. Jamar Jones is founder and production director of Good News Baltimore.
Yes.
Something a little different. Jamar, welcome. Good to see you, man.
Thank you. Definitely.
Welcome to the studio.
Yeah.
So tell the city, tell the community what this Good News Baltimore is that you decided and why you decided to do it.
Well, first and foremost, I decided to do Good News Baltimore because I really didn't want to work in typical news. Good News Baltimore is a web platform that we do short films and short documentaries on things that are happening in our area in Baltimore, in the different communities, things that the community leaders and the nonprofits are doing in the areas, in the communities to make a positive impact.
So, and I know that we were joking before we went on the air that you're not an on-mic guy, you're not an on-camera guy.
Yeah.
You're behind the scenes, man.
I'm a production guy. I'm the production director, you know what I mean? But I'll do what I have to do.
So talk about, we don't have any clips, which we should have thought of that, but we didn't, our fault. I apologize.
It's okay.
But talk a bit about some of the things that you did show on Good News Baltimore, the stuff you're promoting.
Well, I have to say some of my favorite things that we filmed for Good News Baltimore. We've done a piece on a short documentary for Living Classrooms program. You familiar with Living Classrooms?
Yeah, yeah.
The Fresh Start program. That's a very important program to me because what they do, they offer basically a fresh start for youth and try to get them out of the cycle of the justice system, basically, you know, reducing recidivism rates with youth, you know, and that's one of my favorite. Another favorite segment that we have, considering that it is a magazine style show, we have different segments on there, is the artist spotlight. I heard you guys talking about artists earlier in the show, and that's something that we like to do. We like to highlight buzzing and local artists here in Baltimore City.
So then, but give us a sense, our listeners, a sense of what it is you actually do on these shows. I mean, what kind of things. How you approach the subject, what you try to lay out, what you've done in your segments.
Well, what we do, we go to different communities and speak with community leaders and find out some of the things that they're doing, some of the issues that are happening in their community, such as domestic violence and a lot of, I'm not sure if you know about the growing problem of homeless youth in Baltimore City. And that's happening not in just in one community. It's happening in the entire city.
So how do you approach that positively? When you say it's Good News Baltimore, you're talking about homeless youth, which is not good news.
It's not good news at all.
So how do you approach
it? We talk about these issues that are happening by speaking with these community leaders. We find out what's happening in their areas. And we found out that that's a prominent issue, that the kids are going to school and they're not having any food to eat at home. So they have to stock up on milk and things like that and to go home with their brothers and sisters and other siblings. So what we decided to do was do a short film on that and bring somebody into our studio and interview them on what they're doing to make a positive impact to change that situation.
Bobby Marvin Holmes said we do have a clip ready. I should know. Let's hear a little clip from Good News Baltimore.
So the Fresh Start program is to bring inner city youth into this program and teach them a different way of doing things other than the way that they've been doing them. A lot of our guys come from the Department of Juvenile Justice. A lot of them have been incarcerated and in trouble with the law. And we just try to show them a different way and give them some real life skills and some job training skills.
When I first came to the program, I was not really that into it. I didn't know, like I never worked with tools before, but as days and weeks and months went past, I adjusted to it, I learned it, I took my time with it, and I got real, real comfortable with it.
The value of this program to the students I see on many levels. One is to give them structure in learning a lot of aspects of their life, in their life that they have maybe missed.
So one of the things, I mean, it's a combination of interview, combination mm-hmm. of documentary.
Yes.
going out. So when you talk like let's say homeless kids, you're talking about people who are working with homeless kids, how to
yes.
they're trying to overcome and make right. And deal with this and deal with
the issues. Yes, that are happening in the community. Yes,
we like to
highlight those people that are the leaders for social change. We like to call them.
Uh-huh.
You know, we like to highlight them and what they're doing to make a positive impact. A lot of people don't know some of the things that are happening around them. The people in our communities, they go about their daily schedule. They go to work, they come home, and they might be living next door to somebody that's having those particular issues. You know, so we're trying to bring about awareness to some of these things and what people are doing to help change that.
So now what is this Kickstarter campaign? This is what we really want to talk about. Well, not really, but I want to get to this. Before we lose all our time.
Right.
Tell us about the Kickstarter campaign.
Well, what we're doing, considering that we received a lot of good feedback from the videos that we've done so far, we decided to go ahead and fund or do a fundraiser to continue our work. So right now we have a Kickstarter campaign. You can find that on our website, goodnewsbaltimore.org. And watch the video about what we have going on. And we're trying to raise funds. We're trying to raise $12,000 by the end of May. To continue to do what we have been doing, you know, and just expand because we are fairly new, but we have a lot of ideas and it's a lot of great things that are happening in Baltimore, like the anti-bullying that needs to be covered. It's a lot of people that didn't make that event that don't know that that's happening, and we need to talk about that. We need to expose these great things that are happening to hopefully bring people out and inspire positive action.
If they go to goodnewsbaltimore.com.
Yeah, you can go .com or .org.
Or .org, and mm-hmm. they can see the series of videos we've already done?
Yes.
As well as this Kickstarter thing,
yes.
The video.
Mm-hmm.
And so, how long do you have before this is over?
May 30th.
So we got a month to get you.
Mm-hmm. We're already started. We're almost at $3,000 so far, and we have still quite a bit to go.
Yeah, I think one of the important things you're talking about here is for young people, as yourself mm-hmm. or as other people who are doing this kind of work, is trying to show kind of a positive sense of who we are as a community.
Exactly.
Putting it out there. Not kind of trying to sugarcoat what's wrong.
Exactly. We're not saying there's anything wrong with news because if something happens in your apartment building across from you, you're going to need to know about that. You know, we're not saying that, but we're saying that news and other media, it needs to bring back balance to it. You know, you just can't give us negative story after negative story and no solutions. We like to present a positive story and as well as solutions.
So you got to go to goodnewsbaltimore.com,
mm-hmm.
goodnewsbaltimore.org. Mm-hmm. Check out what Jamar Jones and what's your partner's name in this?
Danielle McKay is in the other room.
Right. Anthony Why isn't she in the room with us?
Anthony Truitt is because she's helping me out from another side. Anthony Truitt is another producer, and we have other volunteers as well.
This is exciting. I think that what you're doing is important. We will link to it on our website, steinershow.org. During the course of the month, we'll try to give it some play here as a little, you know, throw it out there during the course of the hours. People hear what's going on. And
appreciate it.
And to support the work you're doing, I think you're one of my favorite people. I like the work you're doing, man. You're
definitely
a solid guy.
Thank you.
So I hope this works for you. So it's goodnewsbaltimore.com or .org.
Yep.
Kickstarter campaign. Support Good News Baltimore.
Support good news.
More good news, period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks, we're going to take a brief break. And I want to remind you that we're going to close our program out with the voices of two incredible poets, Alpha Michael Weaver and Reginald Harris. Two great boys who grew up in Baltimore, now nationally known. We recorded this a few weeks ago at the City Lit Festival at the Enoch Pratt Library. And the following segment has some themes that might be disturbing and triggering for some listeners, including issues of rape and incest in some of the poems. They talk about their lives, so listener discretion is advised. Tell you that before we start. We'll be right back.